Chuck Berry ruled. 630 area code on Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah.
That's one artist, three song. We're wrapping it up here. One more from Chuck Berry a little bit later on. 630 area code requesting Chuck Berry. That's Maybelline. Good morning, everyone. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on the 18th floor at 303. And it's a lovely Thursday morning. And yeah, man. So the Emmy nominations will be announced a little bit later on this morning. And I would love to hear from you guys. What were some of your favorite shows? Who would you like to see nominated? Phone lines and the text lines are open, 312-981-7200. I'm going to just throw out some shows and people that I think will be mentioned this morning when the nominees come out. And again, I just want to mention that we will talk about this in full and detail with Dan Feinberg tomorrow morning when he joins us at the top of the show. We're going to talk. We'll talk TV in general, but we're really going to concentrate and talk about the Emmy nominations, the winners, the snubs, all that stuff. And we'll get into that. It's usually because, as you know, Dan usually visits us every other Thursday. But since the nominations are going to be announced, we wanted to make sure that we were able to discuss the Emmy nominations with him. So that's going to happen tomorrow. All right. So here are I'm just going to throw out a few titles that I think will be nominated. In the drama series, I think they're definitely going to nominate The Americans for its final season, which was a great season. And so I think they're going to nominate The Americans for sure.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do. So I think that's going to happen. I also think Game of Thrones, obviously. Game of Thrones gets nominated every year for 5,000 awards. And I don't think that's going to make any difference this year. I think that's also going to happen. And I think The Crown will get nominated from Netflix, a critically acclaimed show that gets, again, these are kind of sort of perennial ones that end up being on the critics, you know, lists at the end of the year and get all the, they're like darlings of the critics and the awards and all that stuff. Handmaid's Tale for the second season will be nominated. There's no question about it. I think Handmaid's Tale will get a lot of nominations. I think Americans, Game of Thrones, and The Handmaid's Tale are going to get the most nominations of any show. But Handmaid's Tale, which a lot of people kind of didn't watch it as much this year. I think it dropped off because it was so depressing. But I mean, you know, it wasn't like the first season was a knee slapper. You know what I mean? It's not like when you watch the first season, it wasn't like, hey, this show's awesome. Let's watch this episode again. You know, and they established the tone. The first episode of this last season was insane. And that pretty much established the tone that they kept throughout. It's a dark, 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 dark show. And I also think it's a great show. I think it's one of the best shows on TV. Easily one of the best shows on TV. I think Stranger Things will be nominated. That's become like a critic's darling. And I guess the other options are, well, you know, This Is Us, which is that's a strong possibility that every critics love that show. And Westworld, which I find incomprehensible. I stopped watching what? Dan, do you ever watch? Do you have HBO?
No, I've never seen it.
It's completely incomprehensible. Here's the funny thing about that, Dan. People who love Westworld admit they don't know what the hell is going on. Have you heard that? Like, people who go, yeah, this show is awesome. Yeah, explain. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening, but it's awesome. So those are strong contenders. I would really, really like to see Killing Eve get in there. Because the show, it was great. I'm so glad that Feinberg insisted that I watch it, Dan, because it's so crazy and so good. I don't know if it's going to get in there. But I would love to, I would really, really love to hear that name announced. Some of the other ones, I think Ozark has a possibility of getting in there. The Jason Bateman Netflix show. Is that Netflix or Hulu? Netflix, right? Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
So those are some of the ones that I think will get in there. Now, for comedy series, let me just say this. If Atlanta doesn't get nominated, I'm flying to Hollywood and I'm going to punch people. I don't know who, but I'm just going to punch people. And you know what? I'm going to go with V and Esmeralda and get a free ride. They can They can take me to the president of the motion picture or the TV Academy, and I'll punch him. Atlanta, best show on TV by a mile, and it better be nominated for best comedy series. The weird thing about Atlanta is that it at its core, it's a comedy, but there have been so many episodes, both in this season and the second season, that weren't funny. Like, the most memorable episode this season was titled Teddy Perkins, and I still don't want to give anything away, but it's one of the darkest and creepiest things I've seen on TV ever. I mean, there are a couple of moments in it that are kind of funny, but that episode is not comedy. Blackish, I believe, will get nominated. That's sort of a perennial, and people love that. Modern Family, that gets nominated. How long has Modern Family been on? It's got to be like 8-9 seasons, right?
Yeah, you'd imagine at least.
And I think it's been nominated every single season for best comedy series, and it's won a bunch of them too. I think it's won like 3 or 4.
Season 9.
Jeez, 9 seasons that show's been on. And it's been nominated for best series every time. So Blackish will get nominated. I think, and Modern Family get nominated. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I think, will be nominated. Silicon Valley on HBO, I believe, will be nominated. And I don't know if it's going to happen, but I really, really, really would love to see Barry get nominated. The Bill Hader hitman, actor hitman series, which was so good. So I hope that gets nominated as well. I'd love to see that get in there. You know what else I'd love to see? I'd love to see A Good Place sneak in there. The Good Place, the NBC show with Ted Danson and the great Kristen Bell. It's such a unique and imaginative and interesting and great show. I don't think it'll get nominated. Maybe it's kind of a dark horse. I don't know. But it's such a quality show and so imaginative and creative. I would really love to see that get a nomination. I would also love to see One Day at a Time on Netflix get nominated. I don't think it will, but it's a great show, and the second season was even better than the first show. And our friend Stephen Tobolowsky is in it, and I always liked him to be in things that, you know, get awards. Then limited series. Now, see, this is the weird thing. There are these shows that they're now sneaking in as limited series when they're just like regular series, but now this is a way to get extra nominations and extra awards just by changing, you know, the classification of what the series is. So I think The Assassination of Gianni Versace, An American Crime Story, will be nominated. I don't know if it will, but man, I would love to see Twin Peaks get nominated. I don't think it will. And I guess that's a limited series. I don't know. But they're going to put it under limited series. I would love to see Twin Peaks get a bunch of nominations. Because seriously, this reboot of Twin Peaks from last year on Showtime was the craziest thing I've ever seen on TV. Like, I mean, if people think Westworld is incomprehensible, see, that's another thing. Now, I'm not making fun of the people who watch Westworld and think it's incomprehensible. I happen to be one of those people who adores Twin Peaks, and I don't know what the hell is going on. Like, half of the season, I was like, I have no idea what's happening, but this is awesome. And I just want to say, if you're going back to watch the latest reboot, you know, reimagining of Twin Peaks that was on Showtime last year, when you get to episode 8, I just want you to be prepared. You know what? You can't be prepared. Quite frankly, you can't be prepared for episode 8 of Twin Peaks. It is the craziest, it is absolutely, without question, the most insane thing that's ever been broadcast on television. I remember watching it because, you know, it was on Sunday nights, and so I would watch it every Monday morning. When I get home from work, the first thing I would do is watch Twin Peaks. And then, you know, that Sunday night, I kept getting texts from people who were like, dude, are you watching this? And, you know, and I'm like, shut up. Don't say anything. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. Don't get any spoilers. I remember Eric texting me and saying, you need to text me after you see this or after you watch this, because it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it turned out to be the craziest thing I've ever seen. I watched it twice in a row. I couldn't believe. And I was just picturing it. I put this on my Facebook page. I posted like a little piece of dialogue between a married couple Sunday night in a suburban home. Hey, honey, let's see what's on Showtime. Okay, click. 20 minutes later, hey, honey, let's cancel Showtime. That's exactly what happened. So I think Twin Peaks will be nominated for limiting series. I think The Looming Tower, which was really terrific, will be nominated. Top of the Lake, China Girl, I would like to see that get nominated. That would be great. I would also love to see Patrick Melrose get nominated for Showtime with Benedict Cumberbatch. His best performance ever. And like the craziest thing he's ever... And I like Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he's awesome. But if you have not seen Patrick Melrose and you only know him as like... Doctor Strange or whatever. I mean, Doctor Who. I guess he only plays doctors.
But he hasn't played Doctor Who.
I'm getting him confused.
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes. That's right. All right, so he played Sherlock Holmes. This Patrick Melrose is the craziest. It's insane. It's awesome. Also on Showtime. I believe they should just change their name of their network to Insanity if they're going to show stuff like Twin Peaks and Patrick Melrose. So I hope those get nominated. All right. Let's take a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll wrap up the conversation here. If you guys have any thoughts, what were your favorite TV shows or performances? Who do you want to hear announced a little bit later on when these Emmy nominations for 2018 are announced? 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Triple Play Thursday. Finishing up here. 312-981-7200. 630 area code. Chuck Berry, rock and roll music. There you go. Good morning, everyone. We are here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich coming up next. With the opening bell, and my main man at 6, Steve Cochran, will start your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text, and we're talking about the Emmy nominations, which will be announced in just a couple hours. And I've been making some predictions here about who I think will be nominated a little bit later on. 608 area code says, how about Homeland and Claire Danes? She's been nominated a bunch of times. Has she ever won? I wonder if she's ever won. I can't remember whether Claire Danes has ever won. I know she's been nominated a bunch of times for Homeland. She should have been nominated for this so-called life, for God's sake. Tom and Steger says, any female or lead or supporting role from the following shows, Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, or Black Lightning. There's a pattern there in what, in what Tom wants to see get nominated. Alan in the 336 area code.
She did win a Golden Globe for My So-Called Life, apparently.
Did she? Well, you gotta love the Golden Globes. You know why? They gave Carrie Russell a Golden Globe for Felicity.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
See? Alan in the 336 area code says, what network will air the Emmy nominations? I don't know, but I know that they're going to broadcast it live on the Emmy website, and it's at 7:20 our time. 7:20 our time. I'm going to watch it on my tablet, so I know it's at Emmys.com or Emmys.org. But whatever that website is, Emmys.com or Emmys.org, they will stream it live there. I don't know if any networks are going to show it. I don't know. Maybe E will cover it. I know that sometimes E covers the live. Nominations, award nominations and stuff. So maybe E will cover it, but I know that you can watch it streaming on Emmys.
Yes, Emmys.org and Emmys.com comes
in. Oh, it's both. Yeah. Okay, both of them. Okay. And then Jim says The Middle. It's in its last season after 14. God, The Middle's been on for 14 years? Come on, really? Seriously? Okay. I love the daughter on that show, Eden Schur. Is her name? She's fantastic. I love her, and I think she's adorable. So, all right, let's see. Lead actor for a drama. I think Jason Bateman will get nominated for Ozark. Sterling K. Brown, that's a given for This Is Us. I mean, Sterling K. Brown, what a couple of years that guy has been having, huh? I mean.
Amazing.
I mean, and deservedly so, because he's an extraordinary actor, and he's so cool. They reran his SNL last week. And that episode where he's on a first date with meeting his girlfriend's parents, and they argue about the merits of Coco over Shrek. He's hilarious in that scene, in that sketch. Look it up. Coco versus Shrek dinner party scene with Sterling K. Brown from SNL. The kid from the good Doctor, that Freddie Highmore kid, probably get nominated. Matthew Reese from The Americans will probably get nominated. It's their final season. I think they're going to heap a bunch of awards on that show, and I'd like to see that happen. Liev Schreiber gets nominated every year for Ray Donovan. He never wins, but he gets nominated. And then Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us, better known as Jess from the Gilmore Girls, he'll get nominated. Some people are really hoping for J.K. Simmons to get nominated for Counterpart. I know that Dan mentioned that the last time we had Feinberg on, he mentioned that. Lead actress in a drama series, Emilia Clarke for Game of Thrones, Claire Foy for The Crown, and Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale. Those are all givens. Those are definitely locks. And I think Elizabeth Moss will probably win again. Kerry Russell for The Americans, she's definitely going to get nominated. And I know a lot of people are pushing for her to win.
Hi, I'm Kerry Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
Yeah, I know you do, baby. But yeah, I'd like to see her because, you know, she's awesome. And, you know, and that show is so good, and she's so good on it. It would really be nice. I don't think she's going to win it, but it would really be nice if she got one. And I think they'll nominate Evan Rachel Wood for Westworld, even though she's really not the lead. But I'm going to say this, and I hope it happens. I think Sandra Oh is going to get nominated for Killing Eve. I really do. And I'm also really hoping she does. But I got a feeling she's going to get a nomination. She's so good on that show. They're both great on it. Supporting actor Peter Dinklage gets nominated every year for Game of Thrones. Has he won? I think he has.
I believe
he has.
Yeah,
I think he has. Yeah, supporting actor. David Harbour, who rules from Stranger Things, he rules. Both on that show and every time I see that guy, I like him more and more and more. I've liked him in everything he did, you know, acting-wise. But, man, he's just in general, that guy rules. You can take any number of people from This Is Us. There's like 25 candidates for Best Supporting Actor for This Is Us. Mandy Patinkin for Homeland gets nominated all the time. Maybe he'll get a nomination. John Voight for Ray Donovan always gets nominated. So supporting actor, actress in a drama series, my girl Alexis Bledel for The Handmaid's Tale. I hope she gets nominated. I think the little girl from Strange Things, Millie Bobby Brown will get nominated. Ann Dowd will get nominated for The Handmaid's Tale. She won last year. Again, Game of Thrones could be 50 women could get nominated in that category. Again, This Is Us. I think Christy Metz will get nominated. I think she will definitely get nominated. But again, there's 45 people on that show that could. For lead actor in a comedy series, Anthony Anderson for Blackish will get nominated. Zach Galifianakis for Baskets. He got nominated last year. I hope he gets nominated this year. Donald Glover, again, if Donald Glover doesn't get nominated for Atlanta, I get on the plane. William H. Macy gets nominated every year for Shameless, even though Shameless really isn't a comedy. And Bill Hader. God, please, Bill Hader, get a nomination for Barry. Lead actress in a comedy series, Alison Brie for Glow. If she doesn't get nominated, and I really want to see Marc Maron get nominated for supporting actor too. I watched the entire season in a day. It's even better than the first season. Glow is a fantastic show, and I really would love to see her get nominated. I'd love to see Pamela Adlon get nominated for Better Things, but I don't know if her association with Louis C.K. is going to tarnish that. I really hope it doesn't, because she's so good and the show is so good. Let's give another award to Allison Janney, shall we? I think she'll get nominated for Mom. Just clear out the closet of all awards and just give them right to Allison Janney. Maybe Deborah Messing from Will and Grace, the reboot, will get nominated. Tracy Ellis Ross for Blackish, she gets nominated all the time. And I think Ellie Kemper will get nominated for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Supporting actor in a comedy series, if Louis Anderson doesn't get nominated for Baskets and he doesn't win, plain. Titus Burgess for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. He gets nominated every year. Brian Tyree Henry for Atlanta. You got to give Paperboy his nomination. You got to. And I know we're running out of time here, so I think Henry Winkler will get nominated for Barry for supporting actress in a comedy series. Alex Borstein, I think, will get nominated for the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Betty Gilpin for Glow. I think she'll be nominated. Kate McKinnon will get nominated for Saturday Night Live. She always does. Lori Metcalf for Roseanne, deservedly so. And I hope Rita Moreno for One Day at a Time gets nominated as well. So those are some of the categories. We'll find out actually who gets the nominations in about 2 hours and 20 minutes. And the show airs, I think, September 17th, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's September 17th. So the nominations will be announced in a little bit. We'll see how I did. And we'll talk about how I did tomorrow morning and discuss in detail the Emmy nominations with our good friend Dan Feinberg. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with the news after this.